So, of course, this week we've experienced the protests, the legal arguments, and the Democratic and even some Republican pushback from the Trump 7-Muslim-majority country executive order immigration ban. Do we feel safer from terrorism? That's the real question. A poll by Reuters out yesterday found that 49% of Americans either strongly or somewhat agree with Trump's order, while 41% strongly or somewhat disagreed. Norm Kreider is a United States Marine who says, to him, this ban makes a lot of sense.
I think the nation as a whole probably is safer if we limit the amount of people coming into this country that we can't properly vet.
What is your definition of vetting?
My definition of vetting is that we need to fully understand who someone is, why they're coming here, what their background is, what their connections are. And there seems to be a lot of confusion about that. People have entered the country before under false premise and then committed acts or attempted to. And, you know, we do a good job most of the time rooting that out. But it only takes one. You know, it's the old adage where we have to be right all the time. And a terrorist only has to be right once.
And, of course, that wouldn't have helped us with Timothy McVeigh or the fellow at Fort Hood.
Well, no, not necessarily. You're always going to have a certain amount of homegrown terrorism. You're going to have people here that are unhappy and do crazy, awful, horrible things. It's just a part of life. But, you know, the government's job is to protect us from foreign entities or foreigners or anyone coming into the country. That's just a matter of national security. That's the job. It's not like it's an unprecedented thing to have a ban on travel from certain countries in the world. The you know, last six presidents have done it.
In the case of Obama, the report was they were dealing with a very specific threat on the making of IEDs from Iraqis and looking at fingerprint evidence. And so they shut down Iraqis coming into the country for a period of weeks.
Well, right. Well, the President Obama ban in 2011 was actually 6 months. And it was because two al-Qaeda members had came through the process and it hadn't been detected and it had taken up residence in Kentucky and were attempting to commit acts of terror. So yeah, there's always a chance someone can get through. It's, you know, you just need to know who's coming. And it seems to me, you know, I question why people from a culture that's very different than the normal culture of America want to come halfway around the world when they could maybe seek asylum in a country more close to their home, more culturally in tune with who they are. I just, you know, I question why they come here. I think we need to question why America? Why do they want to come here?
You use the word normal culture of America. What do you mean by that?
Well, the normal cultures of America, Muslims do not make up a very large percentage of this country. It's a very, very small minority of people who believe in Islam.
Fastest growing religion in the U.S.
It is, and a lot of that is because we've opened the door and we're allowing thousands and thousands of people to come here that believe this religion. And this religion has proven, you know, if you study it, if you read the Quran, if you listen to some of their clerics talk, it has some touches of violence in it, some extreme violence, and we just need to be aware of that.
So if you see Muslims in the United States, are you suspicious of them? Are you worried about them?
I'm not worried about them, but I definitely, you know, understand what they believe. It's not that I walk around in fear of Muslims. I'm not afraid of Islam. You know, Muslim is a choice. You know, it's like any religion. You know, where you can choose it or you can walk away from it.
Do you understand how some people might hear what you're saying and feel like that's, you know, just sort of broadly intolerant of, you know, a billion people in the world?
I can understand that. But at the same time, I'm not concerned with a billion people in the world. I'm concerned with the safety and security of 310 or 15 million Americans.
You know, let's turn it around. I mean, I think if there are bad people coming to the United States who want to get weapons and shoot Americans, I do not want them here, period.
Right.
The end. But how we do that, you know, is a little bit of a head scratcher when we haven't had any problem with that over the last 10 years. It's like I don't know if we're necessarily doing a bad job up till now. What do you think?
Well, I think there have been people who have come here, maybe not necessarily as refugees, but we see people who have immigrated here that have committed acts. Or technically, you could say the Zarnoff brothers, the Boston Marathon bombers, they came under an application for asylum, which once that's accepted, then you become a refugee. The shooter in Chattanooga that shot the men at the recruiting station, His family arrived here as refugees from Kuwait. So it's not like there hasn't ever been an actual refugee. They might have been very young when they came here, but they have a certain belief. And it's a common belief. And so we have to strongly vet people that have that belief. I mean, if you want to believe that, that's your choice. But we need to know what you believe it, why you want to come here. Are you sinister in your approach? Is it a jihadi trying to sneak in as a refugee? We need to know these things. And I think putting a 120-day or a six-month moratorium on this until we can come up and really believe that we have the best vetting process possible before we open up to, you know, these people. And we're talking about seven countries that seem to be somewhat hostile to America.
But Kuwait isn't one of them. Chechnya isn't one of them. Saudi Arabia, where the 19 hijackers came from, is not one of these countries. Abu Dhabi, where Donald Trump has hotel interests, is not one of them. I mean,
I I'm with you. I don't know why they didn't broaden that travel ban to some of these other countries where we know terrorists have come from. So I'm with you there. I don't think it was a broad enough ban. I think it should have been a much more large area of that region of the world that we should have looked into this.
Any advice to the president for how he did this, how he put this into action? Very suddenly, Congress has said maybe you should talk to us about some of the wording of it. Some other folks have said the same thing before we go.
I've read the ban, in its entirety, and there are a couple subsections in it that I think could have used a little bit of clarification. I think maybe he should have talked about this and put the information out there and said, we're going to do this in sometime in the next, week or 10 days and kind of let people that had traveled realize this was coming and give them a chance to get home.
Norm Kreider, Marine Corps veteran of what, Desert Storm?
Yes, sir.
A Trump supporter. We're talking to him about his support for the immigration ban that took place this week from the Trump administration. Norm Kreider, thank you so much for talking to us on The Takeaway.
All right. Thank you, John.
After talking with Norm, we wanted to underscore here, no immigrant or even the son or daughter of an immigrant from one of those seven countries has killed anyone in a terrorist attack on U.S. soil for more than 30 years. And if you were thinking of the two San Bernardino shooters and that haunting airport picture of them coming back into the U.S., Syed Rizwan Farooq was born in Illinois, and Tashfeen Malik, his wife, came from Pakistan, which is not on the list.